This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Campaigning for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry draws to a close this evening. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties will be making concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. In Assam, senior BJP leader Amit Shah is set to address three rallies in the Barak Valley region. Other political parties, including the Congress, will also be holding multiple rallies across the state as parties make their last push to reach voters. In Keralam, political parties have been holding rallies, roadshows and public meetings across the state in a final bid to woo the voters, as campaigning will end at 6 p.m. this evening. In Puducherry, senior BJP leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda, DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin and Viduthalai Chiruthakail Kachi leader Professor Thirumalavan will also be the prominent leaders scheduled to campaign today. Meanwhile, scrutiny of nominations will also be taken up today for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting in West Bengal. In Tamil Nadu, a total of 7,454 nominations are scheduled for scrutiny today. The last day for candidates to withdraw their nominations is Thursday. Karur Assembly constituency leads with the highest 108 nominations. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and chief ministers from BJP-ruled states including Yogi Adityanath, Himanta Biswa Sarma, Devendra Fadnavis and Rekha Gupta lead the BJP list of star campaigners for the Tamil Nadu Assembly polls. Polling for all 234 Assembly seats in Tamil Nadu will be held on the 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, the Election Commission has released the full list of voters under judicial review as part of Special Intensive Revision SIR for electoral roll. For the first time, district-wise details have been published, marking voters as either eligible or ineligible. According to the report, more than 60 lakh names were under scrutiny. Of these, over 32 lakh voters have been confirmed as eligible, while nearly 27 lakh have been marked ineligible. Murshidabad tops the list with the highest exclusions of about 4,55,000 voters. North 24 Parganas follows with 3,25,000 names removed. Malda, Nadia, South 24 Parganas, Birbhum, Hooghly, West Bardhaman and North Dinajpur also saw significant exclusions. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a stark warning saying the United States could decimate Iran in a single night if Tehran fails to reach a deal and the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial global energy route, is not reopened before the deadline. President Trump has set a deadline of 5:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow for reaching an acceptable deal that ensures the free flow of energy through the Gulf.
I gave them an extension. They asked for an extension of 7 days, right? I said, Steve, give them 10 days. 10 days is up actually today, so I gave them 11, I guess, indirectly. I thought it was inappropriate the day after Easter. Now, we'll see what happens. I can tell you they're negotiating, we think, in good faith. We're going to find out. We're getting the help of some incredible countries that want this to be ended because it affects them also. A lot of people are affected by this.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji on the occasion of his Prakash Purav. Prime Minister Modi called him a towering spiritual great of the country's civilization. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Guru Tegh Bahadur's life was a radiant example of fearlessness, sacrifice and deep concern for humanity. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians in Guwahati at 7:30 this evening. Rajasthan Royals are currently placed third on the points table, while Mumbai Indians are in sixth position. Royal Challengers Bengaluru occupy the second spot. Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are trading with marginal loss in the early trade today. Sensex fell 65 points to 74,039 and Nifty is down 10 points to 22,956 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.